Hi, good morning. My name is Arthi Desai, and I will be presenting on using a community-based participatory approach to build sustainable water and sanitation infrastructure in order to improve health status of Northern Laotians. Before I begin, I'd like to say that I have no relationships to disclose. In order to better understand this project and what it entails, it's first good to be familiar with Laos. Laos is a landlocked mountainous country covered by tropical forest, and it's surrounded by Burma and China to the northwest, Vietnam to the east, Cambodia to the south, and Thailand to the west. The World Health Organization notes Laos to be one of the poorest countries in Southeast Asia. This poverty can be linked directly to the access to clean water and sanitation, and in this case, it's the lack of that. And this is shown through the high mortality rates and low life expectancy that Laos reflects. And a water sanitation and hygiene wash for health promotion project was used to address the health and hygiene problems for this country. And as you can see, this is a picture of the Mekong River. It's a major source of water and transportation for Laos. In order to work on this project, partnerships were very important. So I partnered with ADRA, the Adventist Development and Relief Agency in the country of Laos, through my home University of Loma Linda. And ADRA was able to help me get pretty much through the red tape and get me to the right province where these are major issues, and also get me into the right contact with the right people in the Hoon district. And once I was able to get through that red tape and actually go to the villages in the northern province, these are some of the pictures that depict what I saw. The first picture is the first village I had gone to, and this is a little stream of water trickling down from a little stream that's below the mountain, and this is the only source of water for about over 300 people in that first village. The second is a rain collection method that some people use. But as you can see, the opening, water collection is open. So once that's left for about a couple of days, there's a lot of contamination that can happen, animal droppings, and it just ends up being a major source of illness. And the last picture is of just kind of open irrigation. And you can kind of see the trash through there, children play in there. It's also a mosquito breeding ground. And as a result of what I saw, we thought that WASH would be a good program to implement, and this is because of improving access to the villagers. This is through portable water and family latrines, positive health behavior through health promotion and education, and infrastructure development to build the necessary wells that these villagers need, and also kind of contribute to community ownership and membership. And the reason that we decided that WASH was a good program is because of a needs and assets assessment that was done in 8 villages, and also as a result of that, a strategic infrastructure support was created. So the needs and assets assessment consisted of a qualitative approach, and this included a key informant interview with 8 village chiefs and a focus group with villagers, and the total number of people in my focus groups from the total 8 villages was 371. Questions that I asked included history on the villages, income, major sources of income, kind of family sizes, and major diseases that took place in the village depending on season. A creation of a community map was also done, a prioritization chart in which villagers were able to kind of determine what the major needs were, things that they wanted improved, and then prioritize them, and a problem tree and solution tree. And this is an example of a focus group I did. We had a great participation, which was a blessing in order to understand what these people go through. So as you can see, they kind of tend to be more men, which I'll address in my limitations section. But this is a focus group that we did, and they're voting. That was voting on water. This is a community map, and we have 2 brave volunteers drawing me a picture of their map and where they live, where major sources of water are for them, where their schools are, hospitals are, and where their toilets are. And this is an example of the map, so you can see there's the houses that are clustered actually around the river, and they don't really have a major school or hospital, so it makes healthcare and education a challenge. As a result of these tools, clean water, latrines, and fully functioning health centers were the top themes. And as you can see, this is my prioritization chart, and on the left, it was written and translated into Lao for the people to also understand. And this is a summary of the top four priorities of the eight villages. Water was the number one priority. 100% of the villages noted that. Latrines, health centers, and also roads and transportation posed a major issue. And as a result of the focus group questions, I've compiled some of the major discoveries that I was able to get. Rice and livestock tend to be the major sources of income for these communities. And common diseases included diarrhea. But the reason I was able to figure that out was when I first asked them what are common diseases or common illnesses that happen in the villages, most of them said, oh, you know, we don't really have any illnesses. We're actually pretty healthy. And then I kind of probed a little bit, asking, describing symptoms, kind of seeing what's going on. And then they're like, oh, yeah, our children get diarrhea all the time. That's really normal. So things that they may think are normal, it shouldn't be a standard of living. And is that's kind of the reason, probing was the reason I was able to figure out that they have diarrhea in their children. And everyone noted that water was a major issue as well. This is a health center that was built by UNICEF, and the reason I included this slide was, as I've been mentioning, that there are a lot of water and sanitation issues in the country, and it hasn't been addressed. UNICEF actually went to build a health clinic, but the problem with this is that there's no running water, so people do not want to go to this health center because there's no running water and it's not a clean facility. So although there was some help being done, it didn't exactly meet the needs of the people. So my limitations while I was working on this project was a language barrier. I speak English, and I learned a few words in Lao, but not enough to communicate fully. So I was blessed to have a translator who translated English to Lao, and I was able to get pretty good information through that. But into the more rural villages I went, Hmong and Khmu were also spoken. So there was a couple villages where English to Lao, Lao to Hmong, Hmong to Khmu, and vice versa. So you can see that there's a little loss in translation that can occur through this. And there's also some untranslatable concepts that I encountered. Things like problem tree and solution tree didn't exactly translate over. There was one example where I drew a tree trying to create a visual representation of the problem tree I was trying to create, and they kind of looked at me like I was crazy and were like, there's nothing wrong with our trees. We have no problem with our trees. Our environment is fine. So sometimes it's good to maybe just talk one-on-one or kind of explain better what you're doing and realize that common things that we know isn't always translatable. As I'd mentioned, it's a mountainous region, so it was difficult to access a lot of these villages, and I had gone during a rainy season. So the picture depicts our truck trying to go up the mountain, and a lot of mud, a lot of rain, a lot of landslides. It's a little challenging. And another thing, once I'd gotten to the villages, scheduling and timing was something that I encountered also be a problem. In Laotian villages, women tend to go to work in the daytime while men stay home and take care of the children. So when I had gone during the daytime, I encountered a lot of men because the women were off in the fields working. So a thing for the future for me to know is that if I wanted to address more of the women population, maybe go into the fields or target them early in the morning or late at night. And you can see this is a picture of some women going to work in their traditional garments. The first two ladies are wearing the traditional Lao skirt and working hard. So as a result of this project, the baseline results were used to create a culturally appropriate health intervention, and this included things like hand washing and just knowledge of sanitation techniques, washing hands, how to use soap, why to use soap, and when to use it. Also, this was vital to, I mentioned a partnership, so vital to ADRA's mission to alleviate poverty through empowering partnerships, and we were able to do that due to the partnership and address the water, sanitation, and hygiene needs. And I'm proud to say that as a result of this project and the write-up that was created, Laos is funded by ADRA Canada for a 3-year wash and nutrition program. And this will be very beneficial for the Millennium Development Goal for the next 2 years of water and sanitation. And thank you. Hope Jai Lai Lai, and I've included some pictures of my work and some of the people and friends that I've met. Thank you.